Thank you for joining us and continuing to join us for the News at Noon, the extended hour that we've been presenting to you, of course, in these last few minutes before we hit 1 o'clock. We've been making sure that we put on interviews, of course, interviews of interest to you right now with the current health situation. And on the phone with me is Family Pathways, Ellen Walter Lewis. We've talked to her many times before. Ellen, thank you very much for joining me for these next few minutes.
Yes, thank you, Tracy, for checking in with us.
And I chuckled because I do have two kids at home. And what we're talking about for the next few minutes, folks, is the mental health aspect of what we're talking about pertaining to families. So families are under stress. Mom and dad are under stress. The kids are at home doing school at home, online. I mean, it's a lot. And what do we do with our kids, trying to be gentle about that? But when we're not used to having to plan out a full day every single day, what do we do? So, Ellen, I kind of chuckled to myself because I thought, I'm not sure if I'm calling you professionally or for help as a parent, so I need your help.
Well, and it's very interesting times. It's a very different style of parenting with all your social networks kind of rerouted and interacting with people in a very different way. And we have time with family now that it's a really unusual opportunity, and it's a great time to make it memorable. Revisiting family history, talking about, you know, how you grew up. And I did something yesterday with my grandchildren. I did a scavenger hunt, and I used eggs, and they went around. It wasn't an Easter egg hunt. It was a scavenger hunt, and I left them little notes and stuff. And I didn't make it easy because you want it to take some time.
Yeah, right.
Make it last.
Yeah, right. Well, and then part of that, your ideas are great, but some of us are on what, week two, week three? It's hard to remember what day and what week we're on, to tell you honestly. So those ideas are great, but then they wear thin after a while, especially with families who aren't used to doing this. So what would you tell a parent who's trying, and they're trying their best, and kids are trying their best, but how do you sustain all of this?
Well, I think that self-care is very important. I think parents need to take a little bit of time for themselves and teach their children to take a little bit of time for themselves, reading privately and then coming together and sharing what you've done, taking walks together, planning activities that take a little bit more time now than we have historically, because we never have the time. Now, one of the things this has given us is time together and using that time to, you know, build our relationships and, you know, kind of plan for the future of, you know, activities we're going to do when we get out of this.
Now, we have talked before with Family Pathways on how you focus on families and help them through. You work with kids, you work with adults, but we've talked about in the past on how we kind of live a different life with social media, and it seems like we're not paying enough attention to each other. Do you see that this is now an interesting challenge for us to pay attention to one another because of how we've lived for the past many years?
Well, absolutely. And if you noticed yesterday afternoon, the strain on the internet was so heavy that a lot of the systems were bogged down and no one could get on and no one could make calls and no one could It's, you know, we're bogging our social media systems down. So I think this is a good time to practice time in rather than time out.
And I find it interesting on how often before this had all happened, where we seem to always be on social media or on our phones or on our computers, seemingly getting away from the people around us. Now that we're in this situation, we're craving the physical contact. We're craving the visits and the hugs and the handshakes.
Yes, it really shows us the value of that and the importance of togetherness and that socializing. I mean, and it's very odd when you're out in the store. I mean, people are really practicing the social distancing, and it feels very rejecting, doesn't it?
It does, but, and I don't want to push back on this. I'll just share a story with it. It's interesting. I was out somewhere, it could have been 2 weeks ago now, And it's interesting, though, how polite people are with each other. It's almost kind of like we all understand that we are in this together. And I was at a store, and the gentleman, you know, joked with me, goes, I'll even rub off my quarter. Here you go. And he cleaned his quarter for me and gave me the quarter for the buggy kind of scenario. And then he wiped off the buggy itself, the handlebar, and he passed it along to me. You know, you don't, I didn't see that beforehand.
Right. I agree. I'm seeing a lot more acts of kindness, and people are showing a lot more patience with each other than I think they have historically. And they're making eye contact.
Right.
Maybe that's to judge the distance, but still, it's eye contact.
Yeah, it is. And it makes a difference. So let's talk a little bit about the stress that parents are under at this point. And then I do want to talk about the kids and their stress, because I think as adults, we forget that kids have their own stresses. But for the parents, and some parents are working at home. Now they have kids, no matter what age they are. And I know I'm a parent who has two kids that we've been going online to check their grades and things like that. Now, all of a sudden, it feels like I have to be the teacher, and I have to work, and I have to figure out if their projects are due on time. It just seems to be like an added stress. So can you talk about that for a moment for the folks out there that are in the same boat?
Well, I think it is added stress, and it's a very different kind of stress because you really can't escape it. I think it's almost a throwback to when people were snowed in their log cabins and didn't go anywhere for months at a time. It's very much, you know, finding the time to provide some self-care, finding the time to, I think people have to kind of accept a new pace and accept that things are going to be different when this is all over, too. I mean, it's hard to, there's going to be unseen changes that result from this. But recognizing when you do feel stressed and take that time to get away and try to focus on the positive and do it intentionally and take the wins from this that you can find, because there are wins. I mean, the time in is a very special time, and this is going to be something that we're talking about with our children and grandchildren many years from now. And we'll be saying, remember those 2 or 3 weeks we spent together? You know, you may not have another opportunity to do this again in a lifetime. So in some ways, it's a gift. In some ways, it's a pain.
Yeah, right. Yeah, both ends of that. So Family Pathways on the phone with me right now. Ellen, we've talked to many times in the past. I know you've been with us almost at least once every month on different topics, but this is kind of a special scenario. So I'm glad you're taking some time with us. And we're just talking about families right now and the stress that they're under and the mental health aspect of all of this. And I'm not asking you to predict the future. I know that we're all just trying to wait to see when we get through this and what the future looks like. But when you say there are different areas of our future that would be different, what areas of life do you think would change a little bit because of this?
Well, I think people are going to be a little bit more savvy about practicing distancing and recognizing health risks that we may not have recognized before, understanding that, you know, we do live in a world that is packed with people, and that's going to have to change the way we interact, because this is not going to be the last time this occurs.
And I want to ask you specifically about the mental health, but in relation to how physical touch helps mental health, because I think there's going to be that period of time when we start to, I want to say rejoin life, but when things, I don't even know if I want to say normal again, but when things go back to a normal state again, when we get to that point, I know we're going to be questioning, am I allowed to give you a hug? Can I shake your hand? I mean, what do I do here? And there's nothing that really replaces physical touch and a hug and a handshake.
Well, that's for sure. I didn't realize how much I missed it until I couldn't do it.
Right.
Because I'm
yeah.
a hugger.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that socially that will change some, and we will be asking for permission more than we have in the past. And we may be hugging less, but that doesn't mean we should hug our children less.
Right.
You know?
Let's talk about the kids then. The kids have their own mental health, I don't want to say issues, but challenges during all of this. I know my kids are gamers and they'll play games. And I asked them the other day, hey, you know, what are you thinking of all this? And they went, ah, you know. And you wonder, you know, it's like, is there something underneath that layer? Are you still concerned? What do you typically see when a crisis comes up for kids and they don't know how to verbalize that?
Well, I think that the first thing the kids do is look at the adults around them and see how they are doing with the stress and dealing with the stress. And if the adults seem like they're okay, that's kind of an indicator that things are, you know, taken care of and okay. But it's still very important to probably check in daily and say, and kind of encourage conversations about this situation. What are you noticing different? How do you feel about that? How do you feel about the fact that you haven't seen your friends in 2 weeks? And, you know, what do you think will be different? And what do you want to do? Like, if you could get together right now, what would you pick to do? Let them think about things like that and use it as a teaching moment to talk about personal safety and, you know, the importance of hand washing and how, you know, use it as an educational time.
We are, I think, as a society, we're fix-it people. We want to jump into a conversation and just fix the other person if we can and try to help them. But when we're in a conversation with our children, and they're trying to express their frustration, anxiety, nervousness about this, how should we respond in order to allow that child to feel like they're heard and be able to have a conversation like this?
Well, I think normalizing it, and if they do say something that's unusual or interesting, acknowledging that, wow, I never thought of it that way. That's a good point. And, you know, I feel scared too, and, you know, kind of normalizing their experience, because all of us should feel a little afraid. I mean, this is a very unusual scenario, and a lot of things have been taken out of our control. And when we don't have control, we have a tendency to get scared. You know, I brought my staff in after this first started, and I said, everybody sit down. I said, the first thing I need you to do is reach inside of you, find that core and calm it down, because this is just starting. And, you know, I can see that you're really stressed. And if you continue at this pace, when the wolf is at the door, you're not going to be any good to any of us. So, and staff was very happy that I did that. They were like, wow, we never thought of it that way. And, you know, I think now most people are past the fear. And now it's, or they've learned to deal with the fear, and they are, you know, now looking at what do I need to do to survive and thrive through this.
There are a lot.
I think it's very important.
I just wish we all had you in our back pocket every day. I love talking to you, Ellen, because when you say that, it's just, I respect you for doing that with your staff. Just because I know in this industry, in the broadcast industry, we know it's all in. You know, you go to work and you just do as much as you can every day, but you don't think about pacing yourself because you could burn out. And I know other industries are like that, especially with the healthcare industry right now.
Well, I think when you're hit with this, you're kind of taken off center, and, you know, you have to center yourself and move forward. Or you become stuck and the fear just keeps grinding away at you, and that's not healthy.
Let me ask you this about routines, because it seems like what you're describing is the need for a path forward and trying to figure that out. Maybe if this week is the week we're trying to do that. A lot of us, I think, our routines have been uprooted, and that's in part what's causing some stress. So how do we go about finding a routine, and how important is it to find one and then keep that routine?
Well, I think that it is important to find your new routine and then to incorporate pieces of the old routine in it, hoping that some point we go back to the old routine, or maybe some of us will embrace the new routine and keep it. I'm not sure. I mean, I do know that people's routines are going to be altered somewhat when this is over. I'm just not sure how. But I think routines are very important. I think normalizing the situation is very important. Keeping yourself very in tune to what's happening out there and watching the numbers. And understanding what those numbers mean is very important.
Ellen Walter Lewis with Family Pathways. Before I let you go today, I want to talk about Family Pathways and what you all are doing. How are you handling this in the way of schedules and appointments and if somebody needs help? So let's just talk first about what you are doing. What's your routine? What's your schedule like professionally at Family Pathways right now?
Well, at Family Pathways, all of the staff are continuing to see clients, but it's different. Now we're doing telehealth. And if someone has concerns or has a mental health need, you can still call in. We'll do an intake interview. We'll assign you to a therapist and get you started. So we are still seeing everyone we saw before, but in a telehealth scenario, which means we either are Skyping or doing telephone calls. So our psychiatrist is doing telepsych. So it's a very, very different routine now, but it is working, and many people really like telehealth. So you can actually stay home and talk to your therapist with his. For some people, it's pretty great that way. So we are fully operational. We still have all of our children that we work with in foster care. We're still doing everything we need to do with them, and our adoption programs are all fully operational, so we just don't have everybody in the office, but they are, you know, making their contacts, doing their telehealth from home, taking intakes, doing some training via telehealth. It's a new day for us, too. It's very interesting.
Are you seeing an upswing in the need right now for folks because of this situation, or is it just status quo and you're moving forward?
Well, we have seen an upswing. Parents concerned about speaking with their children, people who are afraid and have some issues with planning for the future, you know, and people with anxiety disorders and such calling in, and we're happy to spend time with them, you know, talk them through this, you know, really anything they need. Please give us a call. We're happy to speak with you about any concerns. This is going to change a lot of people's lives. I mean, financially, a lot of people who were working are now at home and have no means of income. Hopefully, a lot of them have gotten on unemployment. But, you know, unemployment is not the same as a job.
Right.
And there's a lot of nuances to this that we're going to see reveal themselves as we move forward.
How do we get a hold of you at Family Pathways at this point? Phone number, email address, website, all
or
of that?
Give us a call at 724-284-9440.
Ellen, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. Family Pathways, of course, still operational. And with that phone number, the contact information, feel free, folks, and get a hold of Family Pathways. Ellen, take care, and we'll talk to you soon.